We will open up with our customary poems, because the Gorehounds pay homage to the masters of the macabre. And tonight, we pay homage to H.P. Lovecraft and Robert Nelson from Weird Tales in some poems I've penned myself. So I think we'll open it up with Robert Nelson doing Under the Tomb from the May 1935 issue of Weird Tales, the obscure pulp which published a great deal of great blood and gore horror literature. Dread beings grope in sport in gory lakes. A foul mist creeps and feeds on swollen slugs. From beds of perfumed plants squirm fetid snakes, and like a flower grown from sable drugs, a moon of steel drips blood upon a sky, darkened by what mad phantoms prophesy. But this has ceased and passed, and now in that pathetic, crumbling woodland, beneath the tomb, the dead sup with the dead o'er flowering bats, and searing candles glint the rotting glooms, and they who stood in sorrows, joy, and pain tread now through hell's ecstatical refrain. Far still beneath, where bloated babes are kept in glacial rooms, and skulls are lit as lamps to guide through life beyond, and where are swept green veils of oozing slime and deadly damps, there is an everlasting resonance healed by the tomb in glad deliverance. And this right here is written by C.M. Eddy, and it's called The Left Dead. H.P. Lovecraft ghost wrote this for C.M. Eddy in 1923.
Choose my habitation, it would be in the high.
such city of putrefying flesh and crumbling bones, for their nearness sends ecstatic thrills through my soul, causing the stagnant blood to race through my veins and my torpid heart to pound with delirious joy, for the presence of death is but life to me. In this thing right here, I pen myself. This is called To H.P. Lovecraft, because that's who it goes out to. My mind has seen the beings of yore by traveling through the angles of time. Arcane knowledge has lifted the obstructions, enabling me to tear the veil of dimensions. Expanding my powers, I sought forgotten necropolis to converse with the bodies, the necrotic bodies of sorcerers whose minds awoke to my baleful magic, only to become my mindless slaves, their knowledge forced, torn from their innermost core. Eldritch knowledge gleamed from musty tomes, bound in human skin and ink with human blood. Necronomicon, book of Ivor, and others. The dreaded books. Books which told me that which will come, mankind is doomed by the chosen few. Should the giraffe go to the thousand yard? Esther, you are not to be named. The Alice Olsen Messenger Black. Lord of the Aegon, Red Dwarver in the Fist. And now, the stars have reached their age-old goal. The souls from the Nile have lost their hold. Those who have been in prison now awake from millennia of undead sleep. For that which is dead may eternal die, and even in strange eons death may die. Vast necropolis, open forth your grave. The dead may not die again, decaying, withered, leathery flesh. The time to tear and rend. Over and over, the world will change, for it is now the ancient one's domain. Spawn of dagger, eat deep ones. Rise and overturn the waters. The earth opens up. The populace starts falling to the gigantic white corpse worms with human heads scream again and again. The gates will open up again. I stood in a mist in the blackest night, and around it I could not see. But slowly the mist cleared, and then I knew sometimes starts around me.